Blog Talk Radio.
Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all praise and all worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get their study tools, Bibles, notebooks, pens, paper, all of the things that we use when we come together and study the Word on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get all of their study tools and things that we use to study the Word of God with on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Truly, truly, I count it an honor and a privilege to be before my brothers and sisters to just share the Word of God with all of us and everyone who is listening. It is an honor. It is a privilege. It is not a right. I take this very seriously and very humbly. And I thank you so much for your support of the ministry and for tuning in on these days, Tuesdays and Thursdays, every month when we study the Word of God together. Truly, you are special and God knows and loves you dearly. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that you have made. And we will rejoice on purpose, no matter what. We will rejoice on this day. Because, Lord, you are good. Your mercy endures forever, and they are new every morning. You love us with an everlasting love, a love that is not judgmental, a love that doesn't take from us, a love that just keeps on giving and giving and giving. As you have given unto us this day as your gift, because you loved us so much. Lord, we honor you. We bless you. We take this time out to center ourselves in on you and just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our families safe, for covering us with your blood, for being who you are, for giving us salvation. We receive and we welcome you into our heart. And we glorify your name. For you and only you are the King of all kings. And you and only you are the Almighty God, Lord Jesus. And you and only you are the Lord of all lords. And we are grateful for every waking moment. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us. And Lord, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, the things that you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. Lord, we welcome your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, for you alone are the teacher, and you bring us into all truth. Lord, we thank you for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see. And thank you, Lord, that your word will take root and germinate in our heart. Let our heart be good ground that your word falls on and germinates so that we can be doers of the word and not just hearers only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give thanks with a grateful heart. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I am so full right now. Truly, the Lord is in this place. He is in our space. He is in us, on us, resting on us, moving around us, moving through us. He is here. For he said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. And we bless him, and we reverence him, and we thank him for his presence. Today's study text in our lesson today will be coming from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And if we have time, we will go over to Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. But let's begin reading at Luke chapter 10, verse 38. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. And all of us can follow along in our translations, as we always do when we study together. Beginning at the 38th verse in Luke chapter 10, it says, now while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. Now, we can stop right there and look at this verse. Look at the posture of Martha. Look at what she did. She received Jesus, and she welcomed him into her house. You know, the way that we become children of the Most High God, disciples of Christ, followers of his teaching, we must receive and welcome him into our house. Man is a triune being. Man is spirit. Man possesses a soul. And man lives in a body. Our house is our body. And we, with a grateful and willing and sincere heart, must welcome Jesus the Christ into our heart to be saved. We must receive him first of all. Receive the works that he has done. Receive the fact and understand and believe that he has been risen from the dead and he lives forevermore. And he is the way and the truth and the life. And no man comes unto the Father except by him. First, we must receive and believe that. And then we must welcome him into us. He's not going to overtake us and force his way in. He has to be welcomed and received and invited. And Martha was willing, which is why she received and welcomed Jesus into her dwelling place. Verse 39 says, and she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. Mary put her focus on Jesus. She sat at his feet and listened to his teaching. You know, when we come into contact with different ones, we have to have a heart that is receptive, willing to learn and understand new things, willing to improve ourselves, willing to hear the word and change. What do you think was happening to Mary when she seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching? Her mind was beginning to change. Her thoughts changed. She began to be transformed. And she began to be transformed so greatly that in that moment, nothing else mattered but him and what he said. Do we give that attention to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, today? Are we attentive to him? Are our hearts willing to hear? Willing to hear what the Spirit of the Lord says? Are our ears open to his voice? To hear what he speaks and the instructions that he gives? Verse 40 says, but Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. How many of us become overly occupied, too busy and distracted with much serving, doing what God wants us to do without taking the time to sit at his feet and know him. Knowing him is so important. You know, there is that scripture. I'm not sure where it is found. I have to look it up. But where it said, "Lord, Lord, did we not?" That's Matthew, chapter 7. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Let's look at that quickly. Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. It says, "Not everyone," Jesus says, "who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." Do you hear that? He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Verse 22, Jesus says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name?' And then I will say to them openly and publicly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands.'" Jesus didn't say, "You didn't do what I told you to do," and yet he did. He said, "I never knew you." Then he said, "Depart from me, you who act wickedly." You who act wickedly. He called the ones who said they prophesied in his name and driven out demons in his name and done many mighty works in his name. He called them and said they acted wickedly, disregarding his commands. He said, "And then I will say to them openly and publicly, 'I never knew you.'" Going back to verse 40 in Luke chapter 10, "But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, 'Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Does this mean anything to you that I'm doing all the work? And my sister isn't helping? All she's doing is sitting at your feet?' Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me. Tell her to help me." And yet Martha received and welcomed Jesus into her house. What do we do when we receive and welcome a guest into our house? Especially, I'm sure they knew who Jesus was. I'm sure the word had spread that he was and is the Son of God. She did not regard him ultimately as Lord, as the one who would change her. She was so busy being busy that she missed the new thing that God was doing in her house by not giving her attention to him. When we have guests in our house, do we cater to them or do we ignore them? Verse 40, it says, but Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her, saying, Martha, Martha, he was trying to get her attention. He was calling to her spirit, Martha, Martha. Realize what you're doing. You are anxious and troubled about many things. In the presence of the Most High God, the one who is the answer to all of the things that she was anxious and troubled about, the answer was sitting in front of her. Her peace was sitting in front of her. Her peace was sitting in her house. Those of us who profess the name and profess Jesus the Christ as our Lord and Savior, he is in our house, in our body. We have peace in our house, not just in the dwelling place that we dwell in our physical house. And yet, in that place, peace in our house. Do we take the time to stop and pause and reflect and focus in on the peace that is in our house? Jesus the Christ, the Prince of Peace, the one who says, peace, be still. The one who has given us the authority to speak to circumstances and things that make us anxious and troubled and say, peace, be still. Verse 42, Jesus said, there is need of only one or but a few things. There is need of only one or but a few things. And out of all of the one or few things that are needed, Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, that which will change her, that which will renew her, that which will rejuvenate her, that which will transform her, that which will settle her on the inside and bring her peace. There is need of only one or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her. Why did Jesus say that? Why did he say that Mary, sitting at his feet and not being worried and anxious and troubled and busy and overly occupied and distracted with much serving? Why did Jesus say Mary has chosen the good portion? The portion that which is to her advantage. And because she has chosen the good portion that which is to her advantage, it shall not be taken away from her. She focused her attention on Jesus. She wanted to learn and hear what he had to say. She valued his words. She valued his teaching. She wanted to learn. She wanted to hear and increase in learning. Peace was in Martha's house, right in front of her. And Mary knew it, understood it, and sat still and listened. Let's go over to Luke chapter 7. We only have a few more minutes to go here, but let's see if we can look at Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. It says, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to dine with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the town who was an especially wicked sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment, perfume. And standing behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. And she wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet affectionately and anointed them with the ointment, the perfume. Now when the Pharisee who had invited Jesus in saw it, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would surely know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him. For she is a notorious sinner, a social outcast devoted to sin. Do you see the Pharisee judging her? Do you see the religious one saying, oh, I'm not like her. She does this, 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 and this. Is that the proper picture of Jesus' church? Or is that a distorted picture? Food for thought question. Verse 40, it says, and Jesus replying said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, and he said, teacher, say it. He said, a certain lender of money at interest had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other owed him 50 denarii. And when they had no means of paying, he freely forgave them both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, the one, I take it, for whom he forgave and canceled more. And Jesus said to him, you have decided correctly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? When I came into your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, from the moment I came in, has not ceased intermittently to kiss my feet tenderly and caressingly. You did not anoint my head with cheap, ordinary oil, but she has anointed my feet with costly, rare perfume. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, many as they are forgiven her, because she has loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? But Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go, enter into peace, freedom from all the stresses that are experienced as a result of sin. Here we see again Jesus. Peace was in Simon's house. But because of the act of love that the woman did for Jesus, pouring out her heart, being broken before him, saying not a word, her faith, he said, her faith has saved her. Her faith saved her. Go and enter into peace, Jesus said, in freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as the result of sin. For those of you who want to make Jesus the Lord of your life today, he is peace. He is the peace and the freedom. In that peace, from all the distresses that are experienced as a result of sin. Pray with me this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I do not know you as I should. But Lord, I believe with all my heart that you gave your life for me on Calvary, and you washed all my sins away with your blood, and you rose on the third day, and you live forevermore. I believe that you have been risen from the dead, Lord Jesus. And I believe that you are seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And because you love me so much as to give your life for me, Lord, I love you the same. And I give you my life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Set up residence in me. Live in me. Give me your precious Holy Spirit so that Almighty God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit can come into my heart and set up residence. I offer myself to you. I welcome you into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you into my heart, Lord Jesus. And I thank you now that I am saved by faith through your grace. Because you love me so much, you have saved me, Lord Jesus. And I accept this gift, the best gift ever. And now, Lord, I ask you to teach me your ways. Show me in Scripture your ways and your will for my life. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. And I thank you that I am saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you who prayed that prayer, welcome. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of the Most High God. For those of you who rededicated your lives, who once knew the path, but strayed away, God has always been old. He's been there all the time, with his arms wide open for you. We say welcome home. Welcome home. There is such a celebration going on in heaven for you right now because you have made the best decision for the rest of your life. I just want to take a little time right now and just say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I just want to take some time right now and just say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this moment, this time, this opportunity that you have given unto us to just study your word and learn a little bit more about you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking to us, each of us individually, and giving us what you will have us to learn and glean from this lesson on today. Lord, we purpose in our heart to study, to show ourselves approved, to meditate, to sit at your feet and hear your voice and be led by you and guided by you and taught by you. Father, we humble ourselves in your presence and under your mighty hand. And Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for this broadcast, and we thank you for moving by your Spirit as only as you can in the lives of all those who are listening, especially those who have given their lives to you on this day and rededicated themselves to you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all said, Amen. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying to you, may the Lord continue to bless us. May the Lord continue to keep us. May the Lord continue to make his beautiful face to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his beautiful face toward us. And may the Lord continue to be gracious unto us every day. And may the Lord continue to give us himself peace, his peace, his love, his joy, his loving kindness, his tender mercy, all of him, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, God loves you very much, and you are very special to him. You have a purpose. Read the word. Walk the word. Speak the word. Talk the word. Pray the word. Be the word. Do the word. Amen. Good day. Until we meet again.